This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Indiana cops respond to a welfare call from Vidal Wegner to find a pregnant woman's body in his home. Wegner admits the woman's his girlfriend, Ariel Nevels, age 30. When asked if he killed her, Wegner first says, quote, "No, dude, I didn't. She did this to herself." He explains when the couple first started dating, they discussed not having any children, but when she became pregnant, Ariel refused an abortion against his wishes. Wegner eventually tells police he strangled Ariel, who was 7 months along.
Nancy, Wegner says he used both hands and his forearm to strangle Nevels in two different ways. Wegner doubles down in his interview that Nevels was somehow responsible for her own murder. Quote, "I told her this is the way. I had a beautiful future set up for us. She wanted to act crazy. She chose this. It didn't have to be this way."
Needless to say, Vidal Wegner, 29, now charged with two counts of murder. Florida sheriff's investigating a car crash when Sebastian Suarez, 23, approaches and asks, what happened? Deputies tell him there was a crash, but no one's injured, and ask him to step back. Suarez responds with more cursing, demanding to know who caused the crash. When they ask him to back off, he yells, "You can't tell me what to do." Deputies inform him he will be arrested if he doesn't leave, and he responds, "You can't arrest me. I have an ankle monitor." Well, Suarez quickly learns his probation curfew does not prevent his arrest. He is now charged with interfering with a first responder. More crime and justice news after this. Now, with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
A Detroit mother is facing murder charges after authorities say she smothered her 9-year-old son and buried his body in the backyard. The remains of Zamar King were discovered January 6th when a landlord was preparing to rent out the home. Police now say the boy was killed on October 24th. 2 weeks later, his mother left for Georgia with her 3-year-old son. The 41-year-old woman was arrested January 10th in Cobb County, Georgia, on unrelated charges. She is now awaiting extradition to Michigan, where she faces charges including murder and child abuse. Detroit's interim police chief, Todd Bettison, called the case unlike anything he's seen in nearly 3 decades on the force. Authorities say Zamar's father only recently learned of his son's death. The investigation is ongoing. Alabama has carried out its first execution of the year utilizing a controversial method. Crime Online's Sydney Sumner provides an in-depth look at the case and its broader implications.
Alabama has executed 52-year-old Demetrius Frazier for the 1991 rape and murder of Pauline Brown in Birmingham. Frazier's execution at the Holman Correctional Facility marks the state's fourth use of nitrogen gas for capital punishment. In his final statement, Frazier apologized to Brown's family, stating, quote, "What happened to Pauline Brown should never have happened." He concluded with, "I love everybody on death row. Detroit strong." Frazier also criticized Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer for not intervening in his case. His family and death penalty opponents had urged the governor to allow Frazier to serve his life sentence in Michigan, a state without the death penalty. Governor Whitmer responded, noting that her predecessor had agreed to Frazier's transfer to Alabama, leaving the matter in Alabama's jurisdiction. The crime occurred on November 27, 1991, when Frazier, then 19, broke into Brown's apartment, demanded money, and raped her at gunpoint. After taking $80, he shot her in the head and later returned to search for more money. A federal judge recently declined to block Frazier's execution, ruling that previous instances did not demonstrate excessive pain beyond what is inherent in any execution.
The execution highlights the ongoing debate over nitrogen gas as a method of capital punishment. Critics argue that the method is experimental and may cause distress during the process.
Thanks, John. Suzanne Lyle, 19, heads back to her State University of New York dorm from her job at Crossgates Mall. A classmate sees Lyle get off the city bus around 9:45 at a stop just a short walk from the dorm. Next morning, her boyfriend tells her parents he thinks Suzanne never came back to the dorm the night before. He says Suzanne usually lets him know she got home safely, but she never called, and she did not answer his calls. The family calls campus police to report Suzanne missing. but they're told it's common behavior. She'll probably, quote, turn up. 2 days later, police finally accept a report. One of Suzanne's co-workers tell investigators about a month ago, Suzanne stated she thought she was being stalked. Suzanne Lyle, white female, 5'3", brown hair, blue eyes, light brown birthmark on left calf, a mole on left cheek beneath the earlobe, and a surgical scar on her left foot. Suzanne last seen wearing a long black trench coat, a black shirt, blue jeans, and carrying a black tote bag. If you have info on Suzanne Lyle, please call the FBI's Albany office, 315-731-1781. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. And please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories, where we do our best to find missing people, especially children, and solve unsolved homicides. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.